This is KCUR 89.3. It's estimated that around 2% of infants are now born dependent on drugs. And in areas gripped by the opioid crisis, that number is even higher. A Kansas City doctor has been thinking about the best way to care for these newborns and is now working to change how hospitals approach the problem. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
When Victoria Warden of Kansas City was pregnant with her fourth child, she was addicted to heroin and hated herself for it.
If you are in withdrawal, you feel your baby that's in withdrawal too. You feel your baby uncomfortable inside of you, and you know that. And then you use, and then the baby's not. And that's a really awful, vulgar, like, thought, but it's true. That's how it is. It's terrible.
In her third trimester, Warden started treatment using methadone. And when her daughter Lily was born, the newborn was started on morphine to help ease her withdrawal and symptoms like clenched muscles and high-pitched screaming. Warden was allowed to hold, feed, and care for her daughter in the hospital during her first few difficult weeks. This treatment approach is fairly new. Dr. Jody Jackson treats newborns with critical health problems in the neonatal intensive care unit of Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Before starting a shift, she explains that a place like this, armed with big, high-tech medical machines, is not where newborns like Lily belong.
What happened 10, 15 years ago is babies exposed were immediately removed from the mom because they're at risk to withdraw, and they were put in an ICU in a warmer with bright lights with nobody holding them when there's really nothing wrong with them. But, you know, of course, they're going to be upset about that. And so the risk of withdrawal is much higher in that situation.
Jackson has worked for years to address infant mortality in Kansas. Now, as part of the Kansas Perinatal Quality Collaborative, she's heading a statewide program to introduce hospitals to more low-tech, science-based treatment for neonatal abstinence syndrome, like keeping mothers and infants together in the hospital for comfort care, and providing recovery drugs when needed to reduce withdrawal. In many parts of the state, Jackson says there are no standard treatment methods. Beyond that, there's still sometimes a stigma against women who've used drugs, even among some healthcare workers.
If people like have this bias that she's a bad person because she's using drugs and so she shouldn't have her baby, that is probably one of the most damaging approaches that there is, because it's not helping the woman and it's not helping the baby.
But improving outcomes for opioid-dependent babies will probably take more than just educating hospital staff. Dr. Alicia Walkman teaches pediatrics at Boston University. She says providing this kind of care is a big adjustment for many hospitals.
It really depends on the capacity of the hospital and where they have room to house the babies for monitoring. Some of them don't have rooms available for the mothers to stay with the baby.
And there's still plenty of debate about what is best for these babies. For example, new research suggests that methadone may be a better recovery drug for newborns than morphine, which Walkman says is the drug most often used. But doctors are still unsure about long-term side effects.
There's very few high-quality clinical trials that have been done in this population of infants. I mean, if you can imagine, this is an incredibly difficult population to study.
Dr. Jackson acknowledges the challenges, but says establishing consistent practices based on what doctors do know is an important step in answering questions about what they don't. When Lily was born, Victoria Warden says she did everything she could do to help her daughter get healthy in the hospital, but she had no idea what would happen next.
And I was trying not to be connected with her because I thought they're probably going to take her. You know, I haven't been clean that long, and I've given them no reason to let me have her. So I was trying to not, like, be in love with her, but that didn't happen. Like, I was so in love with her.
Since Warden had shown commitment to an intensive treatment program, she has been allowed to live with her daughter at Amethyst House, a recovery home in Kansas City.
Daddy cake, baker's man, roll them up, throw them in the pan.
Today, Lily is a 16-month-old girl who shares her mother's blonde hair, bright eyes, and big smile. Her mom has been sober for more than a year and a half, and despite her difficult start in life, the toddler is now the picture of health. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.
Next Wednesday morning, we'll hear what happens when newborns like Lily leave the hospital, and we'll learn how health experts work to keep families together through a mother's drug recovery.